Episode 41, the one with the smiley heart message for November.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly, madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by Unicorns and Rainbow Sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Smiley Heart Messages are a monthly message to help you work out where you're at, what you need, and where you're going. I use the Smiley Thought Cards to help us with this. They're a great way to help you check in with yourself and how you're feeling. Now, don't worry if you don't have any cards or you haven't used them before. Stay with me because you're going to learn something new. And you don't need the cards to enjoy the message. If that's fired up your wild heart curiosity and you want to learn more, hop back and catch up with September's Smiley Heart Messages. That's episode 34, because it talks more about the cards and how to use them. Well, hello there, lovely wild hearts. Welcome back to the Truly Madly Smiley podcast. I'm Smiley Coach Lisa Parks, and I'm here at your service. How are you doing? Are you all right? It's lovely to have you here. We've come to the end of another month. I dare say it, but it's flying past quickly this year. Christmas is around the corner. But we've got November 1st, so let's hold our horses, not wish our lives away. And let's take stock of the month. How many podcasts, how many episodes of the podcast have you listened to this month? Did you enjoy them? You know, someone told me the other day that they listen to the same ones over and over again, depending on how they feel. So whether they feel sad or lonely or angry or worried or scared. That's really good, isn't it? I can hear how that's a great source of comfort, you know, like a comfort blanket or a teddy bear, something you go to when you're not feeling quite right. So, have you got your blankie with you today? I'm under the blankie recording on my bed in my usual spot. And today we're going to be welcoming in the month of November with our smiley heart message. So make yourself comfortable. Let's do our little check-in where we put our hand on our heart and close our eyes. See how we're feeling right now. So left hand on left heart, or you can put both your hands over your heart if you want to. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. How do you feel right now? What has this month been like for you? Has it been busy? Maybe it's been boring or nothing special. Stressful? Fast? I feel like the time is running away with me. Did it fly by too quickly for you? And you feel like you didn't have enough time to enjoy it? I find that wild hearts, that strong-willed sensitive children, to those of you that are new here, hello and welcome, new people. You're very welcome here. So wild hearts don't like to rush. They like to take their time, and they need time and space to think about things and to do things when they're ready. So that can even be going from like downstairs to upstairs, from Sunday night back to the school week, from the school holidays back to the school week. If your parents are separated or divorced, going from one house to another, you need time to make those transitions, to move from one thing to the other. I feel you, that's hard, right? You need time to adjust to your surroundings. I think because we're very sensitive to what goes on around us, people, places, energies, we need time to settle in, to leave one place and go to another. How are you feeling? Do you feel tired? Or are you a bit of a jumping bean with lots and lots of energy? Stop for a moment and notice how you feel inside your body. Notice what's happening inside of you. We call that your inner world. Is there any tension in your shoulders? Stiffness in your neck? Butterflies in your tummy? Nerves in your tummy? Is your jaw clenched or relaxed? How do you feel? Just take a moment. And as we take a quiet moment, we'll just use this opportunity to take in some deep breaths in and out. When we do that, it helps us dissolve our worries and to feel more comfortable and relaxed in our bodies. So can you take 3 deep breaths in for me? Through your nose, in through your nose and out through your nose, in through your nose and out through your mouth, whatever feels comfortable. That's it. Let it all go. Now, I'm recording this episode before I go on holiday. So I've noticed in my body, I'm feeling quite stressed with all the things I need to do before I go. I'm actually going to record 3 podcast episodes today. So you've got those to listen to while I'm gone. I know those of you that are regular listeners would not be able to wait until I got back. I'm going for a while, you see. Oh yes, and I've got some shout outs to do today. I'd like to do a shout out to all the children who've been doing my Back to School Confidence Pack. Can we give them a round of applause? Whoa, you guys, you're totally flying and conquering your fears around school. I feel so proud of you, so proud of you. I've loved hearing about how you found your way, how you feel less worried or scared about going to school every day, how you don't mind getting out of bed in the mornings. Well done. Seriously, let's give those children a massive round of applause. It's really hard to find the courage to face things every day that are tricky for you. But as these children are discovering, the more you do it, the easier it gets. And you know, for some people, school might never be their favourite place. But if they can get to feeling comfortable or okay and safe in their bodies and start to enjoy learning again, that's a good thing, right? Because learning is fun. What a difference that must make to your life, guys. It's truly, truly amazing. Now, speaking of making a difference, I'd also like to do a shout out to Greta Thunberg. I think that's how you say her name. Do you know who she is? She didn't write into the show to tell me her favourite episode or to ask me a question. Wouldn't it be cool if she did, though? Sadly, she didn't even write to say she wanted to come on and talk to you all about the shocking state of our beautiful planet. No, but I do think she is a wild heart. If you know who she is and you've seen her on the television or heard her speak, I think she is a creative change maker who is highly sensitive and cares deeply about our planet. She cares so much that she wants to make a difference to the world. She has a passion for changing things and not accepting the way things are. Now, is that you? Do you think you might be like that? Do you care about something so deeply? Do you feel saddened or angered by something and you passionately want to change it? Yeah, I do. That's why I'm here. I want every single wild heart, every strong-willed, sensitive child to grow up feeling gorgeous from the inside out and to know that they are just fine the way they are. They may feel different to other children, but there's nothing wrong with them. We're all different, right? We're all different and we're all here to make a difference. Do you think that Greta is brave to care so much that she wants to wake up the rest of the world and teach them about climate change? Have you talked about that at school? I bet some of you have, because she's quite a striking figure. She's making a lot of noise and she's making people pay attention and wake up. What do you know about her? If you haven't done yet, I would look her up and notice how her wild heart energy really comes through when she talks. She's a straight talker. She tells the truth. That's another wild heart trait, isn't it? She's angry with the politicians and world leaders for not taking action more quickly. And I feel like that sometimes about big people. I feel like big people don't understand how important it is that children get their learn about their emotions and grow their emotional intelligence from a young age. It really, really impacts how you feel when you're an adult. It helps you to have a successful and happy life. And I get cross when people make other things more important. And I even mean stuff like school stuff. Like, yes, we're here to learn. And yes, we need a schooling. But the amount of attention that's put on grades is not, it's just a, it's, I can't even find the words. I get emotional about it. The amount of tension that we're putting on grades and pressure that we're putting on children is ridiculous. And I think it's more important that we pay attention to how they feel, because lots of them have got high anxiety levels, are feeling very anxious and nervous. That's where children need to help. How can children learn? How can they learn if they're feeling horrible and rubbish inside? See, I get passionate. That is what the Back to School Confidence Pack is about, actually. Finding your inner calm and peace so that you can love and enjoy learning again. You see, so I relate to Greta and I admire her. I admire her courage and that she's found her voice and she's making her way in the world because she wants to make a difference. She wants change. Too many people just sit back and accept things that are served up to them. They don't question them. They don't think outside the box. They just go with the flow. And if you're a wild heart, you definitely won't be going with any flow. You'll probably be going against the flow. And I love you for that. Don't ever change. So my shout out is to Greta because she's awesome. And in spite of many mean and cruel media reports about her, she is remaining brave and strong. She's standing up for what she believes in. And I'm sure that she is inspiring other people to take action and reduce their carbon footprint or not eat meat or do something that contributes and makes a difference to the planet positively. Or have you still got your hand on your heart? Okay, let's, if you haven't, put it back, but let's beam energy to heart energy to Greta. Send her some strength. What colour? Well, I'm thinking green light because she's all for the planet and green is actually the colour of your heart chakra. So let's just, using our imaginations, beam the energy, the green energy, some nice leafy, fresh green energy, like a green smoothie. Let's send it to Greta to give her more strength and more courage to fight for her cause. Yeah, let's send it across. And let's also send to the children who've done the Back to School Confidence Pack or the children who find school overwhelming and worrying. Let's just beam something to them. What colour should we beam to them? Well, I feel like I want to beam pink energy to them. So I'm sending pink energy out to them. And I'm going to beam heart energy to the rest of you that are listening. So even if you're not Greta or you're not worried about school, let's send you some rainbow coloured energy and that will help you to feel better. We can just use our imaginations to beam energy whenever we want. Isn't that amazing? So we can love people from afar. We don't have to be in the same room as them to love them. And as with all things smiley, there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's just the way that you beam energy using your breathing and using your imagination and using colour to send that energy. There you go. So we've sent out our heart energy to all the people that need it, softly and gently. Beautiful. Well done. I hope that feels good. And oh, don't forget to save a little love and kindness for yourself. What colour energy are you going to hold in your heart for yourself? I'm feeling like I might like lilac today. I'm having lilac energy. I'm seeing lavender in my mind, calming, soothing energy in my heart. Okay, so I think we're ready for November's message. Let's get to it. If you haven't already guessed, November's smiley heart message is I make a difference to the world. This is a love card and I'm holding it in my hand right now. It has the red heart symbols on it and bubbles around it. And on the front is a picture of a little boy who is in the branches of a tree. And he looks like he's climbing it, but he still has some way to go. He's looking up at what lies before him, very determined and strong. Do you feel determined when there's something new to learn or something tricky to try? Or do you shy away from things that are challenging and difficult? Or maybe you give up easily. Maybe after one attempt, you just stop. I'm the kind of person that tries and tries and tries until I'm exhausted. And then I usually collapse in a big heap on the floor crying. Neither of those are very good, but there is a sort of happy medium in between the two, I think. And you know, I love the energy of trees. And I can kind of see why Greta's trying to save them. Have you ever hugged a tree? Nature is very good. It has a special energy that helps us to feel good again when we're upset or confused or lost. So when I hold this card in my hand, I feel very positive and relaxed and calm. And that's how I feel when I'm out in nature. Do you? I need to go outside every day, even when it's raining, and see something green or be by the water. I love the sea. I don't live by the sea, but I live near a canal. And so I try and visit there most days if I can. And I love the forest too. Those of you that are reading my book, Stuck Between Two Worlds, will be venturing into the forest, the wilderness, with Ruby, a 10-year-old girl who is rather worried and rather angry. Are you reading it? But back to this card, I also feel quite excited for this little boy because I think he knows that the way he climbs trees is going to be totally different to how somebody else does it. And that's okay. He seems quite confident in himself. He believes in himself. He knows he can climb the tree. He isn't looking below to see who's watching. And he's not turning around and looking at other trees to see what other children are doing. He's just forging ahead, styling it out in his own way, like a little monkey, holding on to the branches. And he is doing it, concentrating. He's not done yet. He's on his way. And that's the key, isn't it, to making a difference in the world. Whenever you do something, you bring yourself to that thing. Whether it's climbing a tree, saving the planet, telling a story, playing football, drawing, gymnastics, dance, rugby, crafts, even reading a book and learning or doing your maths, the way that you do it is different to how someone else does. Everyone styles it out their own way, and that's how we make a difference in life, simply by being ourselves. Do you know what stops us from being ourselves? What might stop you from being yourself? That might sound like a funny thing to say, but I also see a lot of children who pretend to be someone they're not to fit in. You might do that sometimes. You might not say what you really want to say when you're around certain people. Or you might pretend you like something because everyone else does. But what about what you want and what you like? Now, on the back of the card, it says, sprinkle your awesomeness around like confetti. It will inspire others to do the same. Now, in order to sprinkle your awesomeness around like confetti, do you know what confetti is, by the way? It's fine paper, normally different colours, like tissue paper that we throw over the bride and groom at a wedding. Or it can also be those sparkly table decorations that we put out for people at birthdays and parties. Do you know the ones I mean? So the card is saying you're awesome and you have your own special brand of awesomeness or amazingness. And it's your job while you're in this world to make sure you sprinkle that wherever you go. So you are showing people the real you, who you really and truly are, by sprinkling your awesomeness everywhere. And by sprinkling your awesomeness around, you can't make other people feel bad. It's okay for you to do that. I do sometimes think it is actually quite hard to be your awesome self. And I would like today for us to try and get rid of anything that's stopping us from being awesome. Everyone's here to make a difference. We're all here to make the world a better place in some way or another. And it doesn't have to be a big thing like Greta. It doesn't have to be a smiley podcast like I've chosen to do. It can be a small thing like smiling at people when they look sad or being super kind and helpful when you see someone struggling. The way you smile and the way that you're kind will be different to how somebody else is. So you see, lovely listener, just by being you, totally you, 1,000,000% you, you can make a difference. So let's close our eyes again and go into the darkness of our minds. Take some deep breaths. Remember, you're safe here with me. And if you don't like closing your eyes and going inside your body, perhaps you can draw what I'm going to describe to you. I want you to imagine that there's a filing cabinet in front of you. Do you know what that looks like? Well, it's your filing cabinet, remember? There's no right or wrong way to imagine things because it's your mind, and we all imagine things differently. Where are you? Are you in a library? Or in an office? Or are you in the forest? Or could we just be floating in the clouds with our filing cabinet? Go where you feel safest. Put yourself wherever you want to go. That's the great thing about your imagination. You can go wherever you want to go and no one can stop you. So it could be a tool cabinet with drawers. How many drawers are there? What's the cabinet made of? Is it wooden or metal or something else? We are going to take a sneaky peek inside the drawers and see what files are lurking inside. I feel like we're being a bit nosy and having a snoop, but don't worry, we won't get into trouble. It's okay. The little boy on the front of the car, the one that was up the tree, is telling me that we need to look inside because there are files in there that we don't need anymore. He's telling us that we need to have a declutter. Wow, okay. I wasn't expecting that. So let's take a peek inside. As you open the drawers inside, you can see there are lots of different coloured folders. Think about the ones that you can see. What colours are they? How many are there? And each folder has something written at the top of it. Now, can you see the one which says, I can't? The I can't folder. Yes, that's the one there. What colour is it? Mine is orange for some strange reason. But what colour is your I can't file? Now, I want you to take that file out and open it up and, oh, all these pieces of paper are falling onto the floor. Let's bend down and have a closer look at them. We can see what's written on them. What do your bits of paper say? Just take a moment to be quiet and see if your brain comes up with the answer. Don't try too hard. You don't have to try. Just be still and breathe. Don't overthink it. I can see one that says, other people will laugh at me. Other people will think I'm cray cray. Ah, so I'm very afraid of what other people will think of me, whether they will like me or not. People who judge me. Are you frightened of that? Does that worry you? What do your bits of paper say? Why can't you? What is stopping you? What's in your I can't folder? Oh, here's some more. I might get it wrong. I might make a mistake. I might get into trouble. I might make other people feel bad. I might feel bad if I can't do it. Oh, it's too hard. So many bits of paper. You might have some of those things on your bits of paper too. What else do your bits of paper say? Why can't you? When you say I can't, what is it exactly that you can't do? Sounds to me like I've got a lot of fear around not being able to do something. But if I'm always carrying this file, the I can't file, around with me, I will never try. I will never give things a go and open myself up to doing new things, meeting new people, learning, creating. That's how we learn and create, isn't it? What are we going to do with that I can't file? Where would you like to put it? Are you going to put it back in the filing cabinet? No, I hope not. Unless you want to use it as an excuse for not doing things. But that wouldn't be very honest, would it now? No. Do you want to rip it up? Do you want to burn it on a bonfire? It's bonfire night soon. Throw it in the bin. Shred it. Bury it in the garden. Take a moment to scoop up all those bits of paper and put them back in the I can't file. Then, when you're ready, destroy them all. Destroy, destroy, destroy. Say thank you. Thank you for trying to keep me safe when I wasn't really in danger at all. But you made me scared. That's why I said I can't. That's it. Tell the file. I may be scared, but I'm also brave too. And I want to be my own kind of different in this world. And nothing and nobody can stop me. Brilliant. I'll wait here while you take care of those. I'm going to sit here and cut the whole file into little pieces of paper. And then I'm going to pop them in the recycling. Because Greta would be so proud of me if I did that, wouldn't she? So with all the I can'ts out of the way, there is nothing, nothing, nothing that can stop you from being awesome. Is there? So I want you to go out into the world, sprinkling your awesomeness very gently, very softly, making a difference to people's days, to their lives, to your life, and to the planet. Oh, but now the filing cabinet is empty. So what are we going to replace that file with? Would you like to put something else in there instead? Can you think of something that would help you? Oh, I've got a box of positive, kind, encouraging, loving thoughts to help you feel more confident. I'm talking about my smiley thought cards, of course, and you can replace your empty filing cabinet with some of those. So with some more positive things that will help you. Or you can think of your own positive thoughts. I'll give you a moment to take a new file out and write across the top of it a positive thought. What will your new positive thought be? I'm writing on mine, I can do anything. Actually, I want to put more files in the cabinet, not just one. What about you? What are you putting in the cabinet? How many files will you put back in? I guess we're not limited in our choices. We can think as many positive thoughts as we want, whenever we want. Because we are in charge of our brain. We hold the key to the filing cabinet, don't we? So that was a fun exercise to do. And actually, if you feel stuck or you feel like you can't, that's something you can come and listen to whenever you want. I love that. Let's just have a quick check in again and see how we feel right now. Now that we've emptied that out of the filing cabinet. So close your eyes, put your hand on your heart, take a deep breath in. How do you feel? I feel a bit lighter and brighter. I feel proud. I'm smiling. Are you smiling? Good. So we're done. What a lovely message that was for November. You can step into the new month with strong, renewed energy and a positive attitude. I can and I will. I reckon Greta says that every day when she gets up out of bed. I can and I will. And she is, isn't she? You watch her go. She's amazing. I can and I will. I can and I will. I can and I will. And if you want to get your hands on all the other helpful stuff I've talked about in this episode, the Back to School Confidence Pack, the book, and all my free worries training is out at the moment. That will also help you with your negative thoughts. Be sure to jump on over to the show notes. Anybody know where you might find them? smileyforlife.com/TMS41. T for truly, M for madly, and S for smiley. Or you'll get the smiley thought cards there as well. Or if you've got Alexa, you can just say to Alexa, play happy thoughts, and she will read them to you. You can listen to her. I'll be back really soon next time with another fabulous episode for you. It would really help me and mean a lot to me if you could hop on over to iTunes and write me a review for this episode. The only way to get the podcast out into the world and for other wild hearts and children to find it is by writing reviews. So I appreciate you being here and taking the time to listen. But the reviews are what is going to make a real difference to the world and to all the other wild hearts that need to hear this, okay? I'm counting on you. I need you on my team. Thank you so much. Next time, we're going to be talking about special signs, a secret sign language. And I think you're going to find that really helpful on days where you don't believe in yourself and you've lost your way. So stay tuned. I'm going to go now and I'm sending you lots of smileiness. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I can and I will. 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 Yay! I'm always, always on your team. Take care of you. See you soon. Bye for now.
If you enjoyed that, please tell all your